I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Emily Deschanel has played the title character in Bones for 6 seasons. Usually that's when a show starts to sag, but not Bones. In tonight's moving episode, you got a chance to see a different side to Brennan, a side that the audience hasn't really seen. I talked to Emily in a conference call, where she talked about the emotional toll this episode took on her. If anything about the character still surprises her, and of course, I asked her advice to actors.
So in next week's episode, Brennan feels a strong connection to the victim of the case. So how was it to play Brennan in such a vulnerable light?
It's hard because you have to go through all of the emotions that she's going through. At the same time, it's refreshing because it's a very different episode than most episodes of the show. It's kind of strange. It's a different episode. I think it was one of my favorite scripts, and you know, I haven't seen the actual final cut yet, but hopefully it'll be one of my favorite episodes. It's just very unique, and it's very personal to Brennan. She is facing her own mortality and also looking at her life and seeing what, you know, what she would be leaving behind when she dies. And you don't see that side of Brennan very often. She's, you know, becomes very vulnerable, trying to solve this case, which she believes to be, if people haven't seen or don't know, basically there is a woman who is killed and she's a doctor, and when they start listing the different qualities of this person, you know, Brennan thinks it sounds very familiar, whether they're physical or personal qualities, and then, you know, even looking at the photograph of the person who died, it looks like Brennan when she looks at it. It's from Brennan's perspective, this episode. So it's very interesting, but very kind of terrifying for Brennan, confusing. And then, you know, she's visited by a night watchman who we're not even sure if he really exists or not in real life. Enrico Colantoni plays that part, who I've always loved as an actor, so it was a lot of fun to work with him. But it was definitely it's hard to go through that because it was also, you know, I was in every single scene of this episode, so there was absolutely no breaks whatsoever.
And speaking of like Brennan as a whole, does it ever get exhausting playing Brennan? Because she's so serious and factual, and yourself always come across as so lively. Is it hard to be in that state of mind a lot?
Yes and no. I mean, I think that Brennan has become a lot more open over the years, and you get to see her kind of dorky, quirky side at times, which is fun. And so I kind of hang on to those moments and try to incorporate things like that in every episode. Because, you know, my favorite thing about people in general is that they have contradictions. And Brennan is no exception to that rule. And I love exploring the contradictions of her character and all of that. But, you know, I'm an actor, too. So playing a character who's very different from myself is one of the best things it happened to me, especially in a television series. So many times people are hired to play something very, very close to who they are in real life, and it's a wonderful opportunity to play this character who is very different. I can't say that I don't possess some qualities that are similar, or that sometimes I don't remind myself of her when I behave like a real, I don't know, nerd, and I say that in the most affectionate way, but I'm very different. So I love the fact that I am different from the character. But, you know, that's true sometimes, you know, especially when you're doing certain episodes, you come home and you take it home a little bit with you. I have tried to make boundaries for myself where I leave work at work. If I have lines to learn, I do all my acting work on the weekends, and then I learn my lines the day before, and if there's any work that needs to be done before the next day, I do it at work. I don't leave work until I've finished that. I don't like to take work home with me, and that means staying late, even after working 15 hours. I'll stay late an hour or two just to make sure I get everything right. So I try to set those boundaries so I don't take things home, but that said, it does leak into your personal life sometimes.
So in next week's episode, some of us have had a chance to see it, thanks to Fox.
Oh, cool.
You do a fantastic scene with David in the car when you're talking to him, and it's a really somber moment. Can you sort of tell us a little bit about what it was like filming that emotionally charged scene? That actually had me crying, too.
That's nice. I'm glad you cried. But I guess, we always want to affect people emotionally. That was it's one of those scenes that you kind of is there, and you prepare for it, acting wise, and it's coming up, and but it's one of those things that it says that you're crying in the scene, and then you're like, it's okay if I don't cry, I'll have to cry, but then walking in, everyone's expecting that, and so there's a lot of pressure of that. But I don't know. It's one of those things as an actor that's you kind of dread those scenes in a way, because you'd rather it just not be written in and see if your emotions go to that place or not. But at the same time, it's good to have those markers as an actor to know where your breaking points are for the character, and where in the story is the low point. But basically, the scene, Brennan is kind of has to face her own life, because this woman has died. She doesn't have much of a personal life. The only people who listed her missing are her people at work. She doesn't have friends. She kind of had some kind of romance with a guy. Nothing ever happened, and no one really missed her. And I think, isn't that almost every human's worst fear, is dying and no one misses you and no one notices? So this affects Brennan greatly, and she starts relating to the character, believing that it's her. And she starts seeing her own life and seeing that she made a mistake when she said no to Booth last year. And, she kind of goes out on a limb and says to Booth, I'm here. I don't know how much people want to reveal before the episode airs, and I don't know how much I should reveal, but I know some of you guys have seen it. But, it forces Brennan into a place where she is bold and kind of aware of her feelings in a way that she hasn't been before. It takes a huge, very strange experience for her to become aware of her feelings. Hart and I have always talked about, Hart, the creator of the show, we've always talked about how Brennan is, may have these feelings for Booth, but she's the last person to know, in a way. And here it takes a very strange experience for her to face her feelings and to see them.
Do you think we'll be left with any lasting sea change for Temperance after this episode? Or, is she kind of like, that's that, after she makes that pitch to Booth?
I think you'll see both. Honestly, Brennan's the kind of person that, the closer she gets opening up her feelings, the more closed off she becomes. So after that, I think she becomes even more closed off in a way, and so there is a reaction, but it may not be the reaction that people want from Brennan, but she rarely is predictable in that way. So I think you'll see Brennan kind of becoming more protected than she has been, even. And, but then at times she's open. So I think it affects her, but I think it affects her in many different kind of opposing ways. And you'll see in episodes to come. We're still, reading and shooting episodes that are coming up, so we're only going to do ahead of this one.
How long do you want to go with this show? I mean, do you feel like you're peaking?
It's such a good question. It's so hard to know. I mean, I wish I had that perspective. it's something that I don't really have control over at this point. I have a contract for 8 seasons, so I can't say, I'm done now, you know? So I'd rather not say, we're peaking, I'm done, because I get in trouble for breaking my contract. So I'd rather just think that, you know, we're going for at least 8 seasons or something. It's something as an actor that you only have a certain amount of control over. You know, you look at certain shows that last for 10 years, and then it's just incredible. I mean, I just can't believe we've been here for 6 seasons, not because I don't believe in the show and I don't love it and I, you know, don't think it deserves a huge audience. It's just that there's so many wonderful shows that get canceled in the first season. There's so many wonderful shows that don't get picked up in the first place. So, you know, I know I'm so lucky to be doing the show, and the show that I love doing, and a character that I have such affection for, and I'm just incredibly lucky. But I love doing the show. When I started, I thought 3 seasons, that's the most. That's such a long time. And I'll be exhausted by then, and I will be done, and then I can move on to other things. And then it keeps going, but I've never thought, oh, we got picked up for another season. Oh, darn it. I wish that hadn't happened. I've always been excited when we've been picked up for another season, and I think that will continue. And but who knows? You know, maybe you talk to me, we'll go for 11 years, and I might be like, I'm done with this show. I'm sick of it. But right now, I'm still enjoying myself and loving it, and just counting my lucky stars.
Playing this character for as long as you have, does anything about her still surprise you?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was surprised as she started to open up more when, you know, what I just love is, this was a couple seasons ago, but I just love, there was a scene where she asked Sweets to help her learn facial expressions, because she's kind of almost on the autistic spectrum, you know, almost Asperger-y, not quite, but, you know, has some characteristics that fit into that, and she doesn't really understand how to read people's emotions, and I just love that she recognized that she didn't know how to do this, and she wanted to get better at it. I just love that. I love the Jersey Shore episode that surprised me. How much Brennan had had studied this culture of the Guidos and how seriously she took it. But, you know, in a way, things surprise me, and in a way, things don't, because, you know, of course she studied these Guidos, and of course she takes it very seriously as an anthropological study, and you know, she's going to throw a guy the crab doing a bodybuilding pose to scare someone away. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, yes and no, I guess, is my answer. But I love so many of her qualities, especially when she's trying to, you know, grow as a person and open up.
Yeah. And finally, what's your advice to actors?
Study acting. Do theater. Do as many play as different kind of characters as you possibly can. You stretch yourself as far as you can. You know, make it about the acting. You know, so many people get caught up in the your looks and the agents and the business of it all, and like who you know and all of that. I mean, I guess that's valid, but if you concentrate on the acting, you know, I can't say that everything will fall into place, because I know so many incredibly talented actors who are struggling. So I heard somebody say once, it's 90% perseverance and like 5% talent. And I think that's so true. But I think, you know, if you are perseverant and if you work so much, concentrate on the acting. That's all I'll say. Concentrate on the acting.
After this emotional episode, how nice was it to go back to more Case of the Week? Was it a relief?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it took a lot out of, it was an exhausting episode physically and outside in the rain at night and, you know, all of that stuff. I mean, I'm not, you know, saying poor me in any way, but I'm just saying it was a relief to come back to doing an episode, these episodes about, sister wives, things like that. definitely a relief. Definitely a relief. I think it's nice to do, more fluffy may not be exactly the right word for it, but it's on the fluffier side of things. Doing an episode about a wedding planner, things like that.
It was interesting to hear you talk about the work you do that you don't want to take home. What sort of extra work did you have to do on this episode?
You just spend more time working on it. Worked with my acting teacher on it. But, you know, there's just a lot of work you do on your own, and, I don't know, I hate talking about, the acting process, so, but, it's a lot of creating, thoughts and memories and all that, so there's a lot of work to do. When it's such a heavy episode, you're facing such serious emotions as a character, and so it's just more demanding, so it takes longer to do, and you're just working harder on that. But it's stuff I love. I love doing that. So I like the challenge. I don't think I could do it every single episode because I don't know. Maybe I get used to it. But I think it demands a lot. So
thanks so much, Emily, and thank you guys for listening. This site takes a lot of work, so as always, I thank you for supporting our advertisers. And keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.